Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a lot of important questions about commercial real estate, so we've reached out to the CEO of NAOP, the National Association for Industrial and Office Parks, and the CEO is Mark Salvitelli. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I don't have to tell you, this is what you do. Why don't you tell us, you deal with these commercial real estate properties, know a lot about it, and since COVID obviously shrunk a lot of the attendance, you know, we've had years now of people that are working remote, and a lot of cities, I would challenge almost all cities, are dealing with some level of this shrinking market. What is the status across the country first and then here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Larry, what you've really seen is an acceleration of a trend that, you know, I think was already in place, to be honest with you. When you go back even before the pandemic, we already saw that most workplaces had some sort of teleworking in place. What the pandemic did, like I said, is just kind of accelerate that. And I think employers are recognizing that the 5-day a week in the office is likely a thing of the past. Now, that being said, I think what you're also seeing, though, is that employees are also recognizing that, you know, being remote, being isolated all day, every day, isn't exactly the most productive or the most collaborative environment. And I think what we've seen now is a lot of employees and employers coming together and finding this happy medium. Generally, about 3 days a week, sometimes a little bit more, like we've seen with Amazon recently bringing their workforce back. But generally speaking, companies are still using office space. What they're doing, though, is using it differently. And I think you're seeing that in a lot of cities, Pittsburgh included, although, you know, we're seeing it at different rates in different markets around the country.
Mark, you're saying that they're using the same space but using it differently. Is that affecting the cost per square foot?
It's not affecting the cost per square foot. What we're actually seeing right now, Larry, is that asking rents have now match back up to where they were before the pandemic. What we are seeing, though, with that space being used differently is rather than it being, you know, what we all remember from the movie Office Space of cubicle after cubicle, what you're seeing now are a lot of collaborative spaces that are being put into place there so that when folks come in from their remote offices, they have an opportunity as a team to get together and have those conversations that produce the innovative thoughts that most companies rely on. So it's just changing how they use that space.
And it's on a lot of companies to try to find ways to lure employees, because right now a lot of the employees who are effective working remotely kind of have a little leverage because companies need good employees.
They do, and we've seen that, but I think you're also seeing that, you know, there's a little bit of leverage here with companies as well, too, in that, you know, in order to be as productive, I think, as that they're looking for their employees to be, having that collaboration is important. Now, in addition to that, I think what you're seeing, and you're seeing this a lot on the commercial real estate development side, is that the developers are really providing a lot more in terms of amenities. If there's one thing I think we all have seen, is that certain amenities, whether it be, you know, fitness centers, having daycare on site, proximity to transit, these are all things that really help bring people back into the office. And developers are seeing that. And a lot of what they're doing to their buildings reflects that as well, too, to help get those employees back in, because that's what the companies are demanding of the office space that they take.
We've been discussing commercial real estate, Mark, but I'm curious to know about the conversion into residential housing. Do you see that? Is that something that's an emerging trend that's we're going to see even more of, or is it leveling off? Well, what's the status?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Larry. We're actually seeing that continue. And there's a couple of factors that get into that. You know, first, in Pittsburgh and in other areas around the country, there's a real housing crunch. So there's an opportunity here. You know, there are definitely some buildings, office buildings, that are obsolete, meaning, you know, they run their natural life cycle. But it doesn't mean that they can't be used. And, you know, NAIOP and other groups, you know, we are working with governments. We've talked with the local government there in Allegheny County and in Pittsburgh, and we're working with Congress as well, too, to get legislation passed to help facilitate that development, because it is costly, but it can be done, and I think it represents a good opportunity for cities and developers to be able to come together to not only solve the problem of these vacant buildings, but also to solve the problem of the housing crunch that we see as well, too.
All right, next hour, Mark, I have the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh coming in studio. What question would you want to ask as a commercial real estate person?
Yeah, you know, I think the best question would be, how can we as a development industry work with you and your administration to continue to make downtown Pittsburgh and the surrounding communities to be as viable as we all remember them to be, so that we see people walking out and shopping and going to the restaurants, coming into the city, maybe making it a place to live, maybe making it a place they work, or a combination of both.
Mark, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
That's Mark Salvitelli, who is the CEO of Commercial Real Estate Trade Association, a nonprofit called NAIOP, of which there is a vibrant chapter here.
Sounds to me, Larry, like there's a lot of opportunity in downtown Pittsburgh, and it's just figuring out what to do with it best.
Absolutely, and we'll keep you posted, and we will ask the mayor about that and more in our next hour.